The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Derek Dorch of the Diversa Group, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and careers. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dorch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. We are always glad to have you. Always good to have some good guests, and we're going to be talking about some good topics today. Some things that are very, very kind of time sensitive. We're going to let you know about this interesting conference that's going on next week that you need to be at. If you're thinking about intelligence and national security, we're going to inform you about this great conference that's free, that people can see what's going on with unique agencies, what's going on with the intel community, and hear some people who are talking about our national security. But we're going to be talking about a unique agency that's out there. Some people may know it. Back in my days in the military, I knew it as NEMA, the National, I think it was Imagery Mapping Agency, but it's got a name now that's pretty cool, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, and you can find it at nga.mil. They're a great agency. I was out there just recently. They got a great facility out in Springfield doing some amazing things. We're going to talk about them today, and we're going to talk about a conference that they're holding with Georgetown University called the Kolaris Intelligence Conference. We've got two guests. We've got Sue Shoemate. She's the NGA Chief of Talent Acquisition. She's the division lead in charge of that whole talent acquisition division. And welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're glad to have you. And then we also have Jessica, and I'm going to make sure Jessica gets the name. So Jessica, say the last name so I make sure I got it right.
Sure. It's Jessica Gershuni.
Gershuni. So Jessica Gershuni. She's Assistant Director of Professional Development at Outreach Center at the Security Studies Program at Georgetown University, and they're working with NGA and doing this conference, and we're going to be talking about a number of these things right now. Sue, let me get in with you real quick, because you're at NGA. I had a pleasure to meet you out there, and it was really, really gracious for you guys to have me out there. Talk to us about NGA. What's the overall mission? Some people hear about it and they wonder, geospatial. I mean, geospatial intelligence, what does that mean? What does NGA do?
So imagine just for a moment, if you're able to identify anything on, above, or beneath the Earth's surface, and then really display that information visually to provide meaningful foundation for decision-making. And that's really the job of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. We are a unique combination of an intelligence agency and a combat support agency. And we are known as the world leader in providing timely, relevant, and accurate geospatial intelligence in support of U.S. national security and defense, as well as disaster relief. So for your listeners, some people may say, well, what is GEOINT? And that is the exploitation and analysis of imagery and geospatial information, basically that describes, assesses, and, you know, visually depicts physical features and geographically referenced activities on the Earth. So I know that's a lot of information, but that gives you really kind of a good baseline for who we are as an agency.
You know, as I was looking at kind of just the About Us section, and it kind of talked about the number of different things, and, you know, on the website, you guys have done a good job in really kind of looking at a number of different areas. I mean, you're supporting, like you mentioned, not only the military mission, but you're, you know, the wildfires, you're supporting maritime issues. I mean, you're supporting aeronautical in terms of the transportation of planes in and out of different places. Just a broad sense of different things you guys are doing on a 24/7, I should say, basis.
That's very true. So even as you've said, to add on, anyone who basically sails a U.S. ship or flies a U.S. aircraft, makes national policy decisions, fights in the wars, or even as much as navigates with a cell phone, they rely on some of the products that are produced by the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. So we do have a very broad, different types of products and services that we supply to our customers, and those are represented in the types of things we've just talked about.
You know, when you look at it and you kind of look at the kind of the customer that you do support, and I know when I was walking around, some people kind of talked about that the organization was divided up into kind of air, land, wind. Can you talk to us about how it's kind of broken up in terms of as we look at kind of geospace and we look at the world? You know, how is the agency functioning in terms of looking at things?
So I think that, you know, basically if you look at the way that we approach our products, we can approach geospatial information. It really encompasses the full breadth of the Earth, all the way from, you know, the Earth itself down to the bottom of the ocean. So I don't know it's necessarily broken up by each one of those, land, air, water, but we have.
I think somebody was giving me the cool stuff, so I think somebody was just kind of making it cool. You know, they were, I think about what, Earth, Wind, and Fire or something like that. They were trying to give me the fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, but we do have special work roles and individuals, scientists, and those people who work for us that do have specialties in many of those areas and in those disciplines that you're talking about so that we can prepare the products. And they have the knowledge base that they need to be able to provide those particular products. So we do have, for example, bathymetrists. Those are people who study the ocean. We may have aeronautical analysts. Those are the people who might are working with mapping for the aircraft. For aircrafts, we have maritime analysts, and those would be the folks that look at navigation on the sea. So, to your question, we do have a broad range of work roles and expertise in our agency that do work with those broad areas and provide those products in some of those areas.
Jessica, let me jump to you because, I mean, you guys have now joined forces with NGA, and you're doing this is the second annual Kolaris Intelligence Conference. What is this conference about, and you know, what was the whole reason for it?
Absolutely. So, you know, the Kolaris Intelligence Conference is a keynote opportunity to define and explore emerging trends in the intelligence collection technology and the ethos of the profession, where we are, where we're going. The Security Studies program at Georgetown is a master's level program within the School of Foreign Service, and we position ourselves to be really at the nexus of theory and practice. And so we believe there is a key relationship between technology and policy. And so panels like the future of analysis, building trust with, between the IC and the public, as well as just the discussion of the role of big data in this work, is just going to springboard discussions beyond the conference setting.
You know, as I'm looking at the conference website, and the conference is September, for everybody, so that, you know, people listening, is September 24th of next week. It's going to be out at Georgetown University. And talk to people about, one, where they can find the information, and two, registration, and is there any cost to this?
Sure. So there's no fee to attend. The website that we are sharing with NGA is nga.mil/Kolaris, spelled K-A-L-A-R-I-S.
Outstanding. And who is Kolaris? I mean, you know, I know that on the website it breaks it down, but who is this Kolaris guy?
Sure. So the Kolaris Intelligence Studies Fund is supported by Thomas Kolaris, who endowed the conference in honor of his father, George T. Kolaris. He served with great distinction in the U.S. intelligence community during the Cold War.
You know, when we look at this, and I see you're going to have keynote speakers, you're going to have a Director Clapper out there. You're going to have the director of NGA, the new director of NGA out there. You know, when you're looking at kind of the speakers and looking at the kind of the agenda, when I'm looking at this and it's talking about succeeding in the open, what is that about?
Sure. So, you know, we talk a lot about transparency, and, you know, our first annual conference was this past June with the Central Intelligence Agency, and we very much talked about the importance of transparency in the world and the work that we're doing. So, you know, partnering with academia and having the panels themselves be moderated by journalists really emphasizes the importance of having an open discussion about the future of this profession and industry.
You know, with all of this, as we began looking at kind of the transparency, are we starting to see, I mean, and you know, with this conference, and we've seen a number of different things, INSA conferences and everything else, are we starting to see, and Sue, you may even chime in on this, especially after the break, are we starting to see the Intel community start to really say, listen, let's open up a little bit and talk to people about what we do so people can understand it. And then we may also get one, better candidates, but two, we can also produce a better product to serve our decision makers.
Sure. I mean, I really welcome Sue's, you know, comments as well, but I find working in an academic setting, our students want to know, and, you know, we want to know what we can know. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity within the university setting at the conference to really have an open discussion.
So what's your thoughts?
So I'm thinking that, you know, having a transparent environment is a couple of things. It's the ability to be able to look at not only the work we do as part of the intelligence community, but the second part is how do we share information that we can with our partners and with in a more open way that is information we can collaborate on to solve those key intelligence problems or key problems that we're working on, as well as being able to help expand our role in delivering information that we have to other partners or other parts of our other people who need that information. We have gotten to the point of doing apps that help collect and disseminate information that that can help our partners or help other people, even the general public, in understanding information about the imaging that we do and some of the products that we produce. So it's a lot about looking to the future. And Mr. Cardillo, who is our director, speaks a lot about being a transparent organization and where do we drive to in the future to be able to provide our partners or our customers with as much information as we possibly can while still being able to collaborate with others to be able to solve those key problems. So transparency is a lot about information sharing, it's about collaboration, and it's about how we are able to use the information we have to help solve important problems that this world faces.
We're talking about National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. We're talking also about the Kolaris Conference, the Kolaris Intelligence Conference that's going on next week that people definitely need to attend. It's a free conference that's going to have NGA as one of its main agencies that's going to be out there. But there's also going to be some hiring out there, and we're going to talk about that as we go forward. And Sue's going to also share with us some information about the NGA is hiring and what they're looking for. And what, you know, kind of talent and what kind of candidates are they looking for to join the NGA ranks? We're talking about all these things on Fed Access. We'll be right back after this break and we'll keep this conversation going. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about something interesting that's going on, a conference that's going on called the Kolaris Intelligence Conference, September 24th, 2015 at Georgetown University. If you want to find out information about this intelligence conference, you can go to the NGA website, which is nga.mil. NGA is a National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and we're talking about this agency, and we're talking about the conference that's going on next week on Fed Access right now. A number of different things that are happening with this conference, some great speakers, director of NGA, the director of the National Intelligence is going to be there. There's going to be other agencies there who are going to be talking to different people, a number of different people. WTOP's J.J. Green is going to be there talking about some different things, and I'm thinking maybe hosting some things as well. But we're talking to Sue Shoemate. She's the Chief of Talent Acquisition Division at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. She's breaking the NGA down, and also we're going to talk about some careers there. And we're talking to Jessica Gersu. I want to make sure, Jessica, I keep on making sure this is right. Jessica Gersuni?
Yep, that's fine.
All right, good to go. I want to always make sure I get the people's names right because I like people to get my name right too. But Jessica is at Georgetown University. She's Assistant Director of Professional Development and Outreach at the Center for Security Studies program there. And she's going to break this conference down. Jessica, what are the different components of this conference? I mean, I know you've got the speakers running. What's the agenda? And then also I hear there's a hiring component going on with this.
Yes, there is. So we'll have panels as well as a keynote speaker, Director Cardillo speaking midday. But we're also going to have a career fair from 11:30 to 1:30 featuring some top firms in the IC, private contractors, and some prominent think tanks who will be there to recruit.
You know, with all of that, I mean, people are always looking at jobs and everything else. Some people will say, hey, listen, is this open to everybody? Is this just for Georgetown students? Or, you know, I mean, what do you say to people who are hearing this, you know, hey, about coming on down?
Sure. So all attendees are welcome to attend the career fair. In addition to Georgetown students, we also have a strong presence of other D.C. area graduate level students. So, you know, all are welcome.
All are welcome. And then people have to register, though. They've got to go to the site on NGA. If they go to NGA.mil, NGA has done a great job really kind of talking about this conference. When you go actually to the site, it's on the front page as one of the key feature areas. So you don't have to dig too far. But people have to register, right?
Right. Registration is required. We will have also live streaming days.
Okay. Outstanding. Outstanding. Hey, Sue, you know, you hear about agencies hiring. I mean, and you know, they're having a hiring event there. Is NGA hiring?
Definitely. We are hiring, and we're really excited to be able to be part of this conference. Not only do we go to academic institutions and professional organizations, but we have our positions that we're hiring for on our website, as you mentioned earlier, www.nga.mil. We're definitely hiring, and as a matter of fact, we're having a hiring event coming up soon that those applicants who are applying for jobs on our website right now, there are some key work roles that we're looking for our hiring event that we will be looking for at the Claris event, the Claris conference, as well as the outside events that we're attending through this month to attract people to come apply for our jobs, and then we'll be looking for those people that we can interview at our hiring event in November.
You know, talk to us about some of the key positions. You know, I talked to a lot of different people who want to get into intelligence or national security, and they'll hear an agency like yours, and they'll probably kind of get intimidated. You know, I mean, and some people say, well, you know, do I have the right skill set? What are you looking for in terms of a right candidate? What kind of positions do you have there? What are you looking for at the hiring event? And let me add this on, Sue, as kind of make this kind of a big question. When people hear hiring event, you know, I mean, that's something different with the community, because that's something where you guys are really looking for somebody and then can maybe make some things happen pretty quickly, right?
Well, yes, and to the larger question, so if you think about the breadth of our agency, as we discussed in the earlier segment, as an agency, we have many, many jobs, including those that are the scientific and the analytic jobs, but we also have all the supporting jobs. You can imagine we have accountants and contract specialists. We have data analysts as well as human resource experts, facilities people, and attorneys. So we hire people with skills that not only that are mission-driven, but also that support everything we do as an agency. So when we are out hiring, we're looking for individuals who have the skill sets that we're needing that will help us to move into the future, just as you've asked. And so some of the types of things, skill sets that we're looking for the hiring event, and to your question about the hiring event, this event is we're looking for specifically the geospatial intelligence analysts. We're looking for folks with some cyber skills, and we're looking for folks with the systems engineering. So we're looking at our mission area, and we're looking at also those technology skills that individuals can bring to our agency. So those are just the areas we're looking for our hiring event, but that doesn't mean that that's all we're looking for as an agency. If folks go to our website today, they would find contract specialists, and they would have see HR specialists, attorneys, and they would also find some maritime experts. We would be looking for our aero analysts as well as the accountants. So you can see it's a really broad gambit of jobs that we're looking for. We look for people who come to us either at the entry level, those folks that maybe students that are recent graduates or career transition folks. We're also looking for individuals who bring us not only the skill sets we're looking for from an academic institution or from experiential learning that they can bring to us from a former job. We're looking for those folks who have some critical thinking skills and those people who can help us to move into the future. So it's the tactical skills, the subject matter expertise, and some of the behavioral skills that we're looking for that will help us transform as an agency. So we have really a breadth of opportunities. And I know that sometimes people, even when I describe my work at National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, will say, I don't really understand that. I don't think I would be able to work there. But then when we have an opportunity to talk, people really get a much broader view of a large agency that has many openings that we're recruiting for. And so we look for people with a broad range of skills dependent upon what we might need at the time. But for this event that's coming up very shortly, it's a very specified area that I just spoke to, but that doesn't negate the fact that we have lots of different jobs that are announced out there right now.
You know, I wanted to talk about that, and I want to kind of hold it for the next segment because you talked about kind of that geo analyst, and people hear that. And of course, you've got a number of different positions. I had a chance to talk to several people at the agency, even like you need police officers, and I see you're hiring for police officers right now. You need all these different roles. I mean, it's kind of a full functioning city out there almost, huh, Sue?
It is. We really need a full variety. And the police officers, most definitely. We are looking for police officers. There's an announcement out there right now for that work role, yes.
And even with this whole thing about the internships, what's the importance, you know, for especially when you get these students who are hearing certain things, what's the importance of that internship to kind of get yourself into the IC?
Internships always for students in college, this is a really great opportunity for them to experience the work that we do in a real situation. We give work that is very relevant to the type of work that they're doing in college, but it is the work they will be doing when they come to us. So it's a very, very important, relevant experience that the student has so they can grow into a job with our agency. So if we talk about the student internship program, that program, we're announcing it right now through October 10th on our website, and we're looking really at those students all the way from undergraduate to graduate all the way up to the PhD program. There is a caveat in that students who come into this program that are selected, we're selecting our interns for next summer. Mm. So the summer of 16 are those folks we're selecting now, and those students would have to be enrolled in at least a half-time program the following semester. So when I say that, what that really means, Derek, is that students need to come to us typically freshmen or
right.
sophomore
sure.
or first-year graduate students, because we will bring them back year after year as long as they're successful in the program. And we don't guarantee jobs, but we do our very best to try to find give them a job when they're finished with the program itself. And so that particular program is we're looking for people who can help us move into the future. So when we select student interns, we might be looking for individuals who can do a data scientist role for us sometime in the future. We're looking for those skill sets of students and what they can bring to help us move into the future as our entry-level hire. We're very serious and very committed to our student intern program. And those students that come to us, they are paid. It's a paid internship program, And to be able to work for us, they have to be able to obtain, we will work with them on that, but they have to have the ability to obtain a top secret security clearance.
Right.
And then they are able to come on board with us and serve every summer until they graduate. And in the graduation, then we look at them for employment with us.
We're talking to Sue Shumate. She's the Chief of Talent Acquisition Division at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. We're talking about what's going on there. As you hear, there's some hiring going on. So if you're out there, you're looking for a job, whether you are a student, undergraduate, graduate student, a professional in a number of different career areas, somebody working on intelligence and knows maybe about geospatial intelligence, if you're a police officer, there are positions out there at NGA right now that you need to go in and take a look. You can find it at nga.mil, and you can go on that site. There's a hiring event going on, and we're also talking to the Caleres Conference. We've got Jessica Gersuni on. She's at Georgetown University. She's out there. She's got this conference going on at Georgetown that you can find out if you go to the nga.mil. So one place to find out about positions, but also about this conference that's happening next week. And it's a hiring event happening as well with NGA. We're going to keep on talking about this because there's a number of different things we want to get into. There's a number of special programs that NGA has in terms of hiring, Wounded Warriors, disability, and everything else. And so we want to talk about these programs and kind of see how they're bringing in a diverse workforce. And then we're going to keep on talking about this conference. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about a unique agency. And people may not have heard of it before, but they are doing some amazing things, some critical mission things, not only for the defense community, but also supporting disaster relief, but supporting maritime, supporting aeronautical issues and everything else. I don't know if you've ever heard of this agency, but if you haven't, you need to know about it. It's a National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. You can find them at nga.mil. They do a lot of unique and interesting things, but we're also trying to get the word out. On Fed Access, you know, we try to talk about unique agencies sometimes and really kind of spread the word about people who are doing some interesting things and letting people know that, hey, listen, there's all these great things going on in the federal government that you need to know about. And NGA is one of those agencies. They got this great conference going on as well. September 24th. It's going to be at Georgetown University. And it's something that if you got some time, is free to attend. You get to hear the director of national intelligence. You get to hear the director of NGA. You get to hear a number of other national security experts who are going to be speaking out there. J.J. Green from WTOP, the national security correspondent from our sister station, is going to be there as well. I'm going to be out there just attending and listening and getting a whole bunch of good stuff. But there's a hiring event that's going on with this conference as well. It's going to be September 24th. You can find all this information at nga.mil. We're talking to two special guests right now. We've had them on, and they really have been breaking things down for us about what's going on. We've got Sue Shumate. She's the chief of the talent acquisition division out there at NGA. And we've got Jessica Gersuni. She's at Georgetown University. She's assistant director of professional development and outreach at Georgetown University, the security studies program that's helping sponsor this conference as well. Hey, Jessica, let me ask this question real quick. With the conference, it's free. I know at Georgetown people can get full, but, you know, I saw on there lunch is going to be provided just to entice people a little bit more. Talk to us about the logistics with lunch and everything else, and also the time. How long is this going to last?
Sure. So the conference will run from 9 a.m. to about 3:30 on the 24th, and there is lunch provided, also breakfast as well. So, yeah, no, there will definitely be food and snacks.
Outstanding.
People
always want to hear about that, the food and snacks, and that's the beauty about D.C. People can always get some free food somewhere. Hey, with this conference, is this going to be an ongoing thing? I know you said it's funded through Thomas Caleres for his father and everything else. Is this going to be a continuous segment to talk about issues within the intelligence community and really kind of focus in on, you know, bringing them out into the forefront, transparency, what's going on?
Absolutely. So in our inaugural year, we partnered with the Central Intelligence Agency, and the theme was the ethos and profession of intelligence. This year, we're partnering with NGA, which we're so excited about, and we're talking about succeeding in the open. So, yeah, that underlying Transparency is a huge theme for this.
You know, Sue, when we look at this and going on, you know, there's a number of different. I had a chance to meet with, Adrian White and a couple other your people out there who are doing the disability program. I know you've got some other people who are working. Melissa was working on the internship program and other programs like that. You've got Wounded Warrior. Talk to us about these unique programs that you have to bring in veterans, to bring in those with disabilities, and to bring in others.
Right, so we have a team that is wonderful about looking for different ways to get our information out and to increase the applicant pool of to increase it to as large of an audience as we possibly can. In recruitment, we have a goal of helping to educate as many people as possible about opportunities that reside within NGA and then to expand the candidate pool. So we not only have our regular recruiters that go out and go to events and talk about our positions, we also have a whole team, as we talked about in the earlier segment, that works with our student intern program. And that particular program has been put together to ensure that we're finding young talent, or I say young, I'm meaning college-level talent, whether it be anywhere from the bachelor's degree all the way up to the PhD degree, but those individuals who can help us move our agency forward through that paid intern program. It's a very valuable program to us. Second to that is, and equal, is the ability to attract persons with targeted disabilities, and then our Wounded Warrior program. The Wounded Warrior program is an internship program, and it's done in partnership with the military, where we have wounded warriors that will come in and spend time in a meaningful work opportunity with us while they're recovering from whatever the situation they have. Whether they've been they're in the hospital because of a war-related injury or other types of injuries, they come to us to get meaningful opportunities to expand their skills while they're in the recovery phase. Some of them will recover and then go back to their military service, while others will start looking for opportunities, and then we as an agency look at opportunities to hire them to come on as permanent employees with us. For persons with targeted disabilities, we want to make sure as broad as possible that people understand that we are friendly to individuals who may have disabilities, and our doors are open to the broadest population. So within our persons with targeted disabilities program, what we're trying to do two things. Is not only we're trying to expand to audiences that we are looking to hire from all communities, but we're also trying to educate inside NGA about the great opportunities of using some of our direct hire authorities to be able to bring in persons that have the targeted disabilities. And when I say targeted disabilities, we're looking at expanding candidates from those with hearing impairments, vision impairments, those individuals who have missing extremities, partial paralysis or complete paralysis, and then in those specialty areas such as epilepsy, severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric disabilities, dwarfism, those kinds of things. That's what we're talking about, specific to the persons with targeted disabilities programs. So our goal in at the end of the day is to have as many opportunities as we can to reach the largest audiences and to encourage people to apply so that we can have as much diversity within our agency as possible. We know as an agency, and Director Cardillo will reinforce this, is that as an agency, you become a stronger agency by developing all categories of people and really embracing diversity within the agency. That's the way you become very, very smart, and that's the way you become very strong, is being able to have a very diverse workforce that can think differently about problems and solutions and be able to solve those problems through the richness of the people that we hire. So those are the types of programs that we are, we have, that my team supports, and as you had mentioned, Adrian White is our program manager who has been developing our, has started with developing the Persons with Targeted Disabilities program. Not that we didn't have one before, but we're trying to make it a broader, vaster program. And then Melissa Jaley, who is developing the student intern program.
You know, I was really, really happy to, and when I sat in a meeting with you guys, I really want to commend you because, you know, this, you know, I've worked with a number of different people with disabilities. And as a veteran myself, you know, a veteran of the Marine Corps, just, you know, hearing that agencies are being very, very proactive in really kind of saying, hey, listen, we want to bring in people with disabilities. We want to bring in more veterans. And so, you know, to see an agency actually put manpower and resources and get a chance to talk to someone who's doing that, that felt real good to hear, and also that you guys are really being proactive with all of that. You know, so I wanted to talk about some of these positions. You know, you got this GEOINT analyst, and that's one of the ones for the hiring event that you're looking at. I want to kind of talk about that. When we look at a GEOINT analyst, you know, especially for those number of students who are out there who are coming from graduate programs or the other people who may have had that kind of GIS experience and everything else, what are you looking for with that?
So when applicants come to us, and I'll talk to the position and then I'll talk globally because
sure.
I think it's really important. So when we make an announcement and we put the we call it an AON, it's Announcement Opportunity Notice, on our website, we give a full description of the job itself, and within the description we will tell the applicant what sort of an overview of the job itself. But we also have two key categories that are very, very relevant. One is a category called mandatory qualifications, and the second is the desirable qualifications. So in the example that you you ask about, what were we looking for the imagery analyst, for that entry level imagery analyst, for which would be someone who doesn't have a lot of experience, or even someone with some experience, what we would categorize an entry level, we're looking for, in the mandatory areas, demonstrated experience with research and analysis, preferably an imagery analyst, but including skills such as critical thinking, data analytics, and how to solve problems of national concern. We look for strong written and verbal communication skills. We want the individual to be able to cultivate professional working relationships. That's really how they develop as a team, and work collaboratively to develop and leverage networks. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what our announcement says about an entry-level imagery analyst. The desirable qualifications are a little bit different, and they would say, so the mandatory, the applicant must have the ability to demonstrate they have met all of those mandatory qualifications in order for my team, the recruitment team, to be able to put them forward to a hiring manager. So I tell applicants, it's not about having two of the three, it's having three of the three. You do have to demonstrate in your cover letter or your resume that you've met all those mandatory qualifications. Now, a side note on a cover letter, we do not require a cover letter, but for the applicants I speak to, I say to them, in your mind, you should make sure that you do one, because the cover letter is your opportunity to reinforce your knowledge and sell yourself to the hiring manager. So by not including a cover letter, you've given away basically an opportunity to put your information in front of a hiring manager. So you would rely on a resume of the information in the application to stand alone without being able to reinforce it through a cover letter. So to your specific question, we have in each one of our announcements, we will describe what we're looking for in that particular position. We'll give the mandatory and we'll give the desirables. In most cases, we always tell those applicants, be sure that you can address those mandatory, and if possible, some of the desirable. And And in this case, the desirable would be the ability to produce high-quality written reports and or imagery analytic products within a specific scheduled time frame, experience working as part of a cohesive team, and personal flexibility and adaptability.
Let me just jump in on you real quick, because I didn't want to stop you because you're just giving such valuable information. We got to take a quick break, though, and I didn't want to get in it because people need to hear what you're saying and people need to understand. I really want you to repeat it as we go into the last segment about how do you get past this process and how do people fail sometimes when they don't address the mandatory qualifications and they don't address certain things. And you, as a talent acquisition division chief, you know, you're kind of giving that advice to people. This is what you need to do to get seen. And so I didn't want to stop you. Got to take a quick break. We're talking about NGA. We're talking about hiring. We're talking about the Caleres Intelligence Conference. We're going to keep on talking about this. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch from Federal News Radio. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we have been having an insightful conversation about agency and about a conference, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and about the Caleres Conference, the Caleres Intelligence Conference that's going on next week. Two things that have come out. One, this conference is going to be great. It's going to be a lot of things going on. People can you know, hear speakers, the director of national intelligence, director of NGA, other great speakers are going to be there. There's going to be hiring officials there who from different agencies, NGA is one of them, but other agencies and other firms who are going to be there recruiting for different individuals. It's a free conference. You can find the information on nga.mil, and then you can go in, register, get out there, got lunch provided as everything else. Other important point that came out of this show today, NGA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, is hiring. They've got a hiring event that's going on, and we're going to talk about that really, really quickly, but they've got a number of different things that's going on that you need to know about, and that's why we want to make sure we got it on the show. We're talking to Sue Shoemate. She's a NGA, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's Chief of Talent Acquisition Division, and we're talking to Jessica Gersuni. She's at Georgetown University. She's Assistant Director of the Professional Development and Outreach at the Center for Security Studies Program out there at Georgetown University. So, you know, with this hiring event, there's a couple important things. If people get into the hiring event, right, and they get selected, they get to come out to NGA and interview. Talk to us about that real quick.
That's correct. So this particular hiring event is not open to the public, to where anybody can come on that day. The way it will work is the announcements that we have currently on our website, people will apply, and those individuals who are selected have the opportunity to come to our site in Springfield, Virginia, where they will be doing the interview process here at our beautiful site. As you had said earlier in the session, it's an incredible building, and it's an incredible opportunity just to be able to set foot into this beautiful structure and have the opportunity to meet some of the really great people who will be doing the interviewing process. So for those individuals who are interested in applying for jobs with us, the ones who are selected for interviews would be those individuals invited to come on that day for that hiring event here at our location.
You know, with all of that, in terms of, you know, a person applying, I just want you to kind of really hit, you mentioned about the importance of the cover letter, the importance of the qualification. What are some of the other key you know, attributes you're looking for quickly, Sue, that in a candidate for them to get past the threshold to get to that hiring event?
So to reinforce what I'd said earlier and what you just mentioned, Derek, is that when individuals are writing let me step back for a moment. Many people ask me, what kind of a resume should I put together? Should it be a functional? Should it be chronological? How should I configure my resume? And what we tell them is, don't worry about your resume because you cannot upload a resume into our system. Our system, you are able to build your information one step at a time, and it will ask you for information that you will add to the system. So the formatting is not an issue. What people have to be focused on is they have to be able to explain in the information they're providing us, in their cover letter and or their resume, how they have the experience that we're asking asking for in the mandatory and or the desirable qualifications. Many people will opt not to do a cover letter, and it's really a good way to tie in your cover letter to reinforce what's in your resume, to talk about briefly just to tie in how you link not only to the qualifications, but the second piece is to spend a little time looking at the NGA website, listen to some of the videos that we've got so that the applicant has a really good understanding of the agency, because it's not only about telling your story about how you align to the mandatory and the desirable qualifications, it is also about explaining how you will fit into this organization. What is it that you can bring to this organization, and then being able to tell that story as you're building your resume and cover letter. Second to that, on our website, under the careers section, there's a link that says occupations. In that occupations section on our website, people can look about 40 of our different careers. Not only do we describe the career, we describe the competencies and skills required to do the job. Individuals who are crafting their cover letter and crafting their resume information can draw from some of that language. It reinforces that they understand the language we're using, and they can apply it to their resume and cover letter.
And so such great information. And Jessica, the conference, September 24th, right? Any other details people need to know?
No, it's just going to be a great event. And parking will be a little tough, but we do have an Uber promo code for those two.
Oh, outstanding. Can they find it on the website?
Yeah, once they register.
Okay, outstanding. The conference is going to be on September 24th. There's a hiring event. There's a lot of different things going on. NGA, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA.mil. You can find out about hiring, and you can find out about the intelligence conference there. Sue, Jessica, thank you for just all the great information. We hope to see people at the conference, and we hope that people will get out there and apply to NGA.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.